Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you had Upton Stout, you had Chase Lucas, you had all these guys, Seagulls, what have you. And then you lay an egg yesterday in Houston. Just an absolute egg coming off such a feel-good win against the Atlanta Falcons. You go there basically with the same exact team, albeit no Bryce Huff, and boy, did they miss him yesterday. You had one quarterback hit, like, and it was not until the end of the third quarter with Sam Okwuanu, basically. That was an ugly loss yesterday. Still 5-3, but we're going to talk about it all.
Probably the most unbalanced half of football that they've had all year. And I'm talking about the first half where they just couldn't get a stop to save their lives. And you look up and you're lucky. You're very fortunate it's not 21-0. I mean, quite frankly, it could have been 21-0 to start that game. And I think the tough one about this one is, it's like, we could argue about Brock and Mac and got to get Brock back. And is it, guys, gals, everyone who can hear me, this is deeper than just the quarterback. Right now, you're looking at a roster that just doesn't have enough playmakers on either side of the ball. And the part that's frustrating to compartmentalize is that, yes, you look great against Atlanta. You had Bryce Huff out there, and he was probably your best player on defense. He looked amazing. You didn't have him this week, and you were playing patty cake with the offensive line of the Houston Texans. C.J. Stroud had all the time in the world to make plays, and on the handful of times you brought pressure, he got rid of the ball. Their running back got room to run and was untouched how many times getting into the second and third level?
Oh, Marks and Chubb, quite frankly.
You know,
it was everyone.
That first drive for the Niners where they had a gazillion penalties and they tried to get the ball to Kittle and they tried to get the ball to CMC, and you look up and you're going to see statistics. It's the first time in Christian McCaffrey's career where he didn't touch the ball in the first quarter. It's like, yeah, they tried to run some plays for him, and they had some horrible penalties. And, like, Juwan Jennings' like season from hell is still concluding. I think it's about time we should probably move off. He had a hell of a catch in the red zone, but he had a horrible face mask penalty that was as ticky-tacky as you want to, like, complain about. That's fine. He did it. And had a huge drop downfield. To me, this team, and there was a caller who called in, like, a week or two ago, and I kind of ran him off the road, and I apologize to him now. They are targeting too much. Kendrick Bourne is your number one wideout right now. And that's who the passing game, the vertical passing game, needs to go through. And they have now thrown four interceptions this year trying to target Juwan Jennings downfield. Whether that's him not being, you know, open, whether that's him not getting separation, not getting rhythm with the quarterbacks because he didn't practice in the preseason. I'm not sure what it is. But right now, they miss Ricky Pearsall in the worst way, and they can't get the running game going, and it's a nightmare. Then I look at the offensive line. Like, I could just go on and on and on and on. I look at the offensive line right now. They made Will Anderson look like prime LT.
He's good, man. Will Anderson's good, Joe.
And Danielle Hunter looked amazing as well. They had two bookend DNs that look excellent. Their corners made tackles and made plays, and they basically gave them no room to be able to throw the ball and run the ball yesterday, and they suffocated the 49er offense. And people can lose their minds about Kyle Shanahan, and there are some specific criticisms that I will bring up with Kyle Shanahan. I just think right now, I look at the team that they have out there with a compromised Kittle who can't run. They don't have enough playmakers. And as bad as the defense was, and it played terrible complimentary football yesterday, where they were just, they were on the field for almost 80 plays. The offense was on the field for like 40-something, 44 total plays. You got doubled up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The injuries have finally caught up to this team. And now you're playing some tougher opponents. You know, Houston, as bad as their season has been, that's clearly a very good personnel on defense that know you really well, and D'Amico knows you really well. And your offense, just they can't block. They cannot block right now. So I don't care whether it's Brock. I don't care whether it's Mac. Like, yeah, maybe Purdy can scramble a little better than Mac Jones. Your quarterback is getting hit too often, no matter who's under center.
888-957-9570. That's the number to get involved. Call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Again, no guests on a football Monday. It's not a victory Monday, but it is a football Monday, and you are the guests, you people. 888-957-9570. By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance for the dealer. Joe, like, what a difference coaching makes in the NFL. And it sounds so simple when I say that. Like, last week, you saw it. You saw a young team with a second-year head coach. Obviously, he was a former head coach, Raheem Morris, back in the day, like a decade ago with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But they looked lost. They looked like they didn't know what to do. And they had more talent, probably, offensively. Not even probably. They have more talent on that team offensively. Bijan Robinson. Hell, their backup, Algier. Right? You got Kyle Pitts. You got Drake London. Offensively, that team should be better than what it was last week. And definitely compared to this Texans team. But the difference between those two teams, the Texans, the last 2 years, have actually been to the playoffs. They've won playoff games. They've won big-time games. They know what to do, and they are well-coached. And D'Amico Ryans, I don't think we talked about it enough, Joe. He knows this Kyle Shanahan offense. He practiced against it for years.
Yeah,
they go way back to when he was a rookie in Houston, when Kyle Shanahan was a part of that staff, when Robert Saleh was a part of that staff. We talked to Seth Payne, who actually plays defensive tackle there. He's a part of Payne and Pendergast over on our sister station in Houston, and he talked about it all. Like, Robert Saleh, he has a tremendous amount of respect for, but even Saleh has his limits to what he could do. If we're giving him all the praise last week and making Michael Penix look confused, they had no answers for C.J. Stroud in this offense this week.
So you brought up, you think coaching. I think coaching is an element of it.
It's an element, for sure.
I do believe that, you know, the 49ers coaching has been excellent this year. In this game, I thought they gave way too much soft coverage, but I didn't think it was coaching. To me, this was about personnel decisions you've made over the last couple of years in the draft, right? So, like, for example, let's just look at the Houston Texans draft. They did not have a first-round pick this year, okay? Because remember, they made the deal to move up and basically get Stroud.
And Will Anderson.
And they've made other moves because their quarterback's making nothing. Like, if you were going to maximize the Purdy contract, right? The Niners, all of Niner fans were like, well, even if Purdy's all world, you better hit on these picks. You better hit on these picks. Jaden Higgins, wide receiver for the Texans. He's coming along okay. Like, but he's got two touchdowns this year. It's more than Ricky Pearsall, who who's last year's first-round pick for the Niners. They got an offensive lineman who's played in all seven games. They got a wide receiver, their other third-round pick, who Noel, he made a big-time play yesterday. He's coming along. Jalen Smith has been inactive for four games, but he's played three. He's their cornerback. And then Woody Marks, their running back yesterday, was dynamic, was absolutely dynamic. That's the first five picks for the Texans making an impact. That's this year's draft on game day. Yesterday, I watched Micah Williams play pretty much every single snap. But again, you took a defensive tackle. That's what he is. He's a defensive tackle, 11th overall. Did you see the guy on the other side, Will Anderson? That's what a top 10 defensive end looks like.
He's so good.
That guy looked amazing.
He's so
amazing.
Good.
Okay? The Niners did the same thing I knew that they shouldn't do. Even though I like the pick in the 20s or in the 30s or in the 40s, the 11th pick on Mykal Williams, it's a reach. It's a reach. They're like, well, he could be Eric Armstead. Eric Armstead never went to a Pro Bowl. I love Eric Armstead. He was a really good player. But, like, did Eric Armstead live up to his 18th overall pick? Probably not.
Probably not.
And so I look at the draft class for the Niners yesterday as the Texans draft class is making dynamic plays down the field. Your linebacker you took in the third round, he can't get on the field. Like, Nick Martin cannot get on the field. It's bizarre.
C.J. West, healthy scratch.
It can't make anything. Alfred Collins has been okay. He's been all right. But, again, another D-tackle. So, basically took back-to-back D-tackles who haven't had any sacks, really, at all this year because you can't get after the quarterback. They are good run stuffers. Find those guys anywhere. Find run stuffers all over the place. And then you took a third-round slot corner who's 5'8" and can't guard anyone. And yeah, he makes hustle plays, but Chase Lucas is better. So I'm looking at this team, and they were a god-awful defense last year, and the only way you could maximize the Purdy contract, whether he's healthy or not, was to hit on your draft picks. And the first four or five rounds in the NFL should majorly be plug and play. And right now, they look so porous. Their other draft class last year, Ricky Pearsall can't stay healthy. Like, when he's healthy, he's excellent. He can't stay healthy. Renardo Green can't guard anyone. They were picking on him and Stout the entire first half. Go back and watch, all right? Dominic Pooney, he's hurt. He's taking a step back. This draft class, the last couple of years, leaves me very... So we could talk about Purdy. We could talk about Mac Jones.
We will.
And I'm willing to listen to these things. Their drafts will make or break the deals they've given out. And yesterday was a sobering reminder that they have really struggled in the draft the last couple of years. And when I feel like they've hit one, like Dominic Pooney, sophomore year, he takes a step back. So yesterday's loss to me wasn't just about the loss. It's about all the young players not taking steps forward.
From the 209 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, again, all your calls and texts today, you people are the guests. Can't use the injury excuse per game because Texans are also injured, Joe.
I agree. Yeah. Like, you can't have on offense right now. I think the offense is a bigger problem than the defense. As bad as the defense was in the first half, and they were. Like, look who's out there for the defense. Name me who came into the game after D. Winters got hurt.
Curtis Robinson,
yeah. Who's been cut 85,000 times?
The fifth Robinson? I mean, I saw Luke Gifford, your boy, out there.
Explain to me how stinks. Nick Martin, you took him 75th overall, and Nick Martin can't play over Gifford and Curtis Robinson?
Yeah.
Guys, it's the NFL. This is not the NBA or Major League Baseball. It's going to take 5 years to develop these guys. Get them on the field. Get them on the field, for Christ's sake.
When two of your three best plays yesterday were maybe punts by Thomas Morstead, you had a problem. I mean, I'm looking at the rushing numbers, and as much as we wax poetically about Christian McCaffrey last week, and it was right, it was awesome. It was a primetime game.
They can't block, Joe.
8 carries for 25 yards? Mac Jones was 3 yards away from being your leading rusher. Mac Jones, who can't run to save his life. Oh, my God. I feel like he's pulling a hammy every time he tries to scramble. Oh, my. He probably should have, if not for that ticky-tack face mask, he would have been your leading rusher, Joe. Like, that Mac Jones. Come on, man.
Mac played okay.
He did.
This one.
No, I didn't
Not
think
great. He played okay, but
he wasn't the problem, but
no,
he wasn't the answer.
No, yes. That I agree with.
Yeah.
And look, his mobility is on full display,
yeah.
Meaning the lack thereof, right? Like, I won't deny that. I thought he made some nice throws. Here's a great example of what it just drives me nuts. And look, Shanahan's great, but there are things that bug me.
I thought D'Amico Ryans took his lunch yesterday.
No doubt. Well, You know why? Because D'Amico doesn't fall for any of the motion at all.
He knows because he knows the system.
I know.
He knows them inside and out.
Jordan Watkins, fourth round wide receiver, finally sees action yesterday. All right? It's a guy who hasn't played all year. First target of his NFL career. Hey, go 25 yards out, and I'm going to try to hit you on a deep third down, game on the line. Come on, Kyle. Like, just think about this. Would Bill Walsh, I'm asking sincerely, Bill Walsh, Mike Holmgren, Andy Reid, if they had a fourth round wide receiver playing in his first ever NFL game, are they not giving that guy like a little tiny touch on a simple little pass to like build some confidence? Or are they going to rip a third and long, gots to have it 25 yard out with the game on the line in the fourth quarter? Think about that. I'm asking sincerely.
Probably the prior to what you said, when it's like a quick little 5-6 yard, just get him comfortable. Get
and then you trade for a running back in Brian Robinson. His best contribution all year is a kick return.
I'm telling you this right now.
Guys, you know who's more upright? There are folding chairs that are more upright than Brian Robinson. That guy is the worst. You know, he sucks.
They had 10 carries overall, and 8 of them were McCaffrey and 2 were Mac Jones. 10 carries. A run-first offense, but like you said, this could have been, honestly, the final score does not indicate the levels of this game, 26-15. 49ers got their asses kicked.
Well, it made me angry.
It should have been way worse. Like, let's be honest.
We've got two safeties. Oh, my God. They've had this problem for years. Tig Brown sucks. Straight up. This guy said he was a top 5 safety. Is that what he said, Carter?
No.
Yes, he did.
He said that.
Carter?
He said that.
Delusional. Bro,
find the sound.
Delusional.
I don't believe it.
Look,
I don't believe
him. He made a great tackle on Nick Chubb. He whiffed so many times. I don't know if you can eat turf, but that guy was eating turf left and right.
Rubber.
You know how Bonte eats grass? This guy was eating turf.
No, he doesn't. We have
got two safeties that love to come up in the box, tackle no one behind the line, whiff quarterbacks, and cover no one in space. All right, we've got one elite player on defense available right now. That's Diamondo Lenore. And I bet you he comes out of this game injured. He was grabbing his hand and his forearm. I felt bad. He made a really nice tackle. And everyone's crushing the guy
on the interception
before halftime.
And they broke the curse.
Don't you try to make a play? Do you see this offense? Do you see this defense? Are you kidding me?
You didn't have a problem with it?
What? You know what yesterday was?
What?
It was a clear indication. It was an ice bucket challenge to your boy over here.
Oh, no.
Atlanta sucks. I got too hyphy off the Atlanta win. I did. I got way too hyphy.
Did you see what happened to them yesterday?
Yeah, I did. And Penix got benched.
34-10 Dolphins, who are the biggest dumpster fire in the NFL, destroyed the Falcons in Atlanta.
I overreacted to Atlanta.
In fairness, Kirk Cousins for Penix.
I did. I overreacted to Atlanta. The reality is that this team yesterday, I don't think they're as bad as they were in the first half. I just don't think they have enough playmakers left to finish the year out. So why am I angry this morning? I'm angry this morning because I feel like yesterday was a small indication of what's to come over the next couple weeks because they've run out of bodies. And it sucks. And so a lot of these small issues with the draft, with how you run plays, like they all come roaring out. Like, again, you know why Kyle, this was clear to me yesterday. You know why Kyle can't win down double digits?
Why?
Because you're running 7,000 motions. You're down 2 scores pretty much the whole second half, and we're walking up to the line, and we're motioning Juice, and we're motioning Bourne, and we're motioning this guy. Dog, run a play! Run a play! And what do? You burn a timeout. You burn a timeout, Joe, okay, on 3rd and 5 or 3rd and 6 to save, you know, the yardage. I'm like, don't burn the timeout. It's going to come back to bite you in the ass.
And it did.
They burn into the third down, only to come out and have an illegal false start the very next play coming out of a timeout. Now you're back at 3rd and 11 anyway. It's like, Jesus, stop motioning. You're down 2 scores. Run some no huddle. Can you just please run a 2-minute drive? Like, that's why Purdy and Mac, when do they look the best? When they're not force-feeding one guy and they're just out there playing football.
They're not thinking, right?
No.
And by the way, it did cross my mind, and we'll get all to the machinations of
this
game.
When you have the lead, you could do all the play action and all the motions, everything. When you're down 2 scores, throw that out the window, Kyle.
Well, and I thought you should have contemplated kicking a field goal there with 2:30 left because you do have the 2-minute warning. So that is your timeout plus two more. No, I hear what you're saying.
No, it's a good counterpoint.
No, it is because you need 2 scores. If you actually wanted to like get into that game or win it or tie it at the very least, you go for the 3 points and then try. Again, easier said than done when the defense is getting shredded the whole time. But at some point, the defense needed to make a stand, And I thought that was the time to do it. Didn't matter. You throw the pick if you're Mac Jones. You cannot throw it short in that situation.
Pass.
It was a bad pass.
No, it was a bad pass.
And it was emblematic of the bad day that the 49ers had. And we want to hear from the Niners fans
today. Deep bombs to Sky Moore. Sky Moore can't even catch a punt. And you're trusting him with a deep ball going to... I've never seen a punter. Thomas Morstead went over and was like chastising Sky Moore. I don't know. Maybe he was tutoring him up, coaching him up. The punter, the 45-year-old punter, is telling your kick returner, your punt returner, where to receive the ball? What are we doing?
We've come a long way since Deebo Samuel kicked or shoved Jake Moody. So that's nice. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Yesterday was just...
I know, Joe. It's oh, hey, they're 5-3.
Kittle can't run. Poor Kittle cannot run. He made a hell of a touchdown catch. That was a great catch. He can't run downfield. Part of Kittle's game, what's people, he's so fast. He's not anymore. He's hurt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.